Be ye therefore obedient. Elder John Longdon, John Longdon, Conference Report, October 1952, pages 25-26. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. I am grateful this afternoon for faith and testimony in this truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for I know and testify to you that the Savior is our Redeemer, and that if we will obey his truths, we will be blessed abundantly, because all blessings which we receive are predicated upon obedience to the principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Savior was the great example in this truth. When he applied for baptism at the hands of John, he was told by John, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And the Savior said, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. If it was necessary for Jesus, the Savior of the world, so to submit himself, in humility, to the will of the Father, that he might be able to fulfill all righteousness, then how much does it devolve upon us to do these things, and to live in obedience to the truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ? I am grateful as I visit with the leaders of wards and stakes throughout this church, to see their faith, their devotion, to see their obedience to the principles of the gospel. Just a few months ago it was my privilege to be on the campus of one of the leading universities in the Middle West. I saw their inscriptions on one of the science buildings. Under each quotation was the name of the author, yet there was one on which the author's name was missing. This was the inscription, Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If we are to be obedient to the truths of the gospel, we must have a deep, abiding testimony and love of truth. Just about 115 years ago, there were seven missionaries who left this great land of America to take up the call of missionary service to Great Britain. Among those seven missionaries were Heber C. Kimball, Orson Hyde, and Willard Richards. They arrived at Liverpool on the 20th of July, 1837. They were inspired to move on farther, so they went to the city of Preston. When they arrived in that city, there was a big celebration in progress. On one of the banners they read, Truth will prevail, and they uttered in unison, Amen. Thanks be to God, for truth will prevail. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we do not deal in half-truths. We deal in the whole truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That only comes to the leadership of this church because of believing in the divine principle of revelation and being obedient to that principle and teaching. Oh, I realize that we have discouragements. That is only human. They will come just as long as we live in the mortal flesh, because one of the tools of the adversary is to discourage and to give half-truths, and not sustain the full truth. I was interested some time ago to read an incident which happened in the life of the French actress, Sarah Bernhardt. She had toured the United States on many occasions, and this particular time, returning to her native France, she slipped on board ship, injuring her leg. She would not allow the ship's doctor to give her any attention. She desired to wait until she arrived in her native city of Paris, where she would have her own physician take care of her. But it was too late. It was necessary that her leg be amputated. As they were wheeling her into the operating room, the attendants, the doctor, and the nurses were trying to cheer her up. But she gave them this simple bit of philosophy which I pass on to you today. It isn't so much what happens to you in this life, it's how you take it that counts. She proved that she could take discouragement. She did not let the fact that she had only one leg deter her from following her beloved profession for many years after that. The message of our Savior to us as he came into this mortal existence and labored here, knowing that we would have discouragements, that we would need clothing to cover this physical body of ours, knowing that we would need food to sustain physical life, was, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The obedient are promised in Matthew, 25th chapter, that when he comes in his glory, he will divide the children of men, and those who have been righteous will be on the right side, and those unrighteous on his left side. And he will say, For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat, I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink, I was a stranger, and ye took me in, naked, and ye clothed me, I was sick, and ye visited me, I was in prison, and ye came unto me. And they were somewhat surprised, and said, Lord, when did we do these things unto thee? And his significant reply was, Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Thus showing that those who were righteous could not have been so classified unless they had had a deep, abiding faith in the truth of the gospel and were obedient to those truths. I humbly pray, my brothers and sisters, that we will take heed of this scripture. As Jesus Christ was with his disciples on the Mount of Olives, he said unto them, Fear not, little flock, For it is my will that I should give unto you the kingdom. As we live in obedience to these truths, we can enjoy the blessings of the kingdom, and live for the day when we will be reunited with our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, who is the author of our salvation. In closing, I am reminded how Samuel taught Saul the lesson of obedience. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. We remember the story there that Saul had taken out the best of the flocks and kept them as burnt offering and sacrifice, which was his own idea and not in obedience to the command given him. Let us then live in obedience to the counsel which comes to us from these great leaders of our church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Let us follow the teachings of Paul as he gave them to us. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits, and live? O my brethren, may we catch the importance of being obedient and train our children likewise, that they may follow our worthy example, for I bear witness to you that these are true. I am grateful for my testimony, for my membership in the Church of Jesus Christ, and pray our Heavenly Father to bless us that we may have a deep, abiding faith in this restored gospel and strengthen our testimonies by living in obedience to the truths thereof. This I humbly pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.